This is Tom Roeb with the local radio news about local radio waves for Saturday, January 2nd, 2016. You can go to the WGXC newsroom at WGXC.org, click on links to all the local publications and more information about any stories you hear here at WGXC.org. The inconsistent 1560 AM frequency in Catskill may be back broadcasting soon, as Family Broadcasting filed an application before the Federal Communications Commission December 2nd to transmit 250 watts during the day and 12 watts at night on WCKL. Family Broadcasting and Media's special temporary authority application before the FCC has been accepted for filing. WCKL returned to the air after years of dormancy in 2011 with a mix of religious and local programming. But the station did not last long, and since 2013, static or loops of pre-recorded audio have most often played on the frequency. Family Broadcasting and Media is run by Love Church, Inc. of Greenport, according to the Albany Times Union. Previously, WCKL was owned by the Black United Fund of New York. On January 1st, the station could be heard on the air on 1560 AM. The Columbia paper reports about a new study released by the Center for the Study of the Drone at Bard College. Drone Sightings and Close Encounters and Analysis studied 921 radio-controlled incidents in the national airspace between December 2013 and September 2015. There were 327 incidents in which drones presented some level of hazard to manned aircraft, and 90 of those involved commercial jets, according to co-authors Dan Gettinger and Arthur Holland Michael. Quote, "We are looking to furnish stakeholders and the public with a reliable, data-driven guide to the potential risks posed by drones to manned flight," unquote, Gettinger said. The Center for the Study of the Drone was founded in 2012 to expand the public's understanding of the opportunities and challenges associated with the development and proliferation of unmanned technologies. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. Philip Grant has another local report.
Governor Andrew Cuomo announced $10 million in public safety answering points operation grants throughout New York, with local counties getting around $150,000 to improve 911 emergency response and dispatching. Cuomo said, and I quote, "In an emergency, every second counts. With these investments, we're helping to ensure our first responders have resources they need and access to the most up-to-date technology available in order to better respond to New Yorkers in their moment of need," end quote. Locally, here are the totals. Albany, $233,382. Columbia, $160,509. Delaware, $154,732. Dutchess, $165,211. Greene, $151,052. Rensselaer, $177,903. Schoharie, $149,001. And Ulster, $154,511.
National Weather Service in Albany predicts a mostly sunny Saturday with a high near 34 and a low around 24. Sunday should be partly sunny with a high near 35 and a low around 18. And Monday should be mostly sunny with a high near 21 and a low around 6. You're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC, Acre, Catskill, Hudson, listener-supported creative community radio, hands-on radio. Get involved at WGXC.org.